Welcome. This is Edna J. White, and I am here today, your commentator. I am so excited to be speaking with you, and this is the place to be, to hear real people, real talk about real things. This is the place to be if you are passionate about your love, your life, or your business, so you can hear amazing stories from other people who are passionate about their love, life, and business. I am pleased to announce today a great person that is going to be along with me speaking, and I am totally excited about it, so I'm waiting for him to get here, which I may be here already. Alonzo, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great to hear you. I am so excited today to hear what you have to say. So this,
me too.
I want to
Thank you for having
me. You're welcome. I want to introduce you. This is Alonzo Gross, and he is into music. He is a rapper. He's an artist of all things creative. Alonzo, I want you to tell our listeners today what is the who, the what, and the why that you do what you do. Anyway.
Okay. I just love to create. I've been into my first thing with poetry was actually introduced with Dr. Seuss when I was much younger. My mother was reading Dr. Seuss to me, and I got really intrigued by the rhyming scheme and everything in the stories and the creativity of it all. And then shortly after that is when the rap thing hit, and I got into that, and it was just a natural progression. But I was always somebody that wrote poetry at a time to express my emotions, to just create and get things out. I've always been very honest with my work. Sometimes sometimes the stuff I write is kind of shocking because I take it from real-life stories and, you know, maybe allegories, but I always try to keep it, you know, centered in having a resolution with my work. But I just love all things creative with poetry and music.
Okay. And when did this start? You said it started with Dr. Seuss, because I know Dr. Seuss is major in a lot of our lives, especially, you know. Around the same time. So I think Dr. Seuss was major because he was a rhymer. You know, everything rhymed.
Yeah.
Which got
everything
child's rhymed. Attention.
But, yeah.
Absolutely.
But what was it? Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. But what was intriguing about Dr. Seuss is that he had like a flow. Before I got into rap, Dr. Seuss had like a flow to his raps, to his
absolutely
his,
did.
His,
yes,
his books.
He did.
It's a flow, and it's funny because I saw something on YouTube with the rap group the Migos, and they were actually rapping Green Eggs and Ham to a beat. So Dr. Seuss,
oh, that's
his
nice.
Actual writing, yeah, his stuff could translate. His stuff easily translates to hip hop beats, and he has flow, and there's cadence and creativity, all the elements that are essential for a good rap artist. Dr. Seuss did that first. So he was like the first person to really introduce that to me. It's funny, but like he was the first MC to me that really spoke to me. And then from there, I ventured out into, you know, other artists. But it was really, it started with that. That was the catalyst, the Dr.
Absolutely.
Seuss stuff and the creativity, you know.
He's one of the great ones. And I wanted to, so you brought something to mind when you're talking about music. Do you remember the Schoolhouse Rock, I think it was? And they used to sing Conjunction, what's the function?
Yes.
That was one of my favorite. And I learned the Constitution. I learned what a bill was. It was amazing how music transcends the mind and, you know, creates a segue for information and education, which is a great thing to have in your life. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell us, why should I listen to your music? Why should I pay attention to what you have to say?
Well, with my music, I'm gonna give you, like I said, I'm gonna give you the taste of my or a big taste of my real life, be it through allegories or real stories. I'm going to give you a taste of my real life, of maybe talking about things that I've read, things that I've been inspired and that I just want to share with. And I try to connect to the emotion of the person, you know, with empathy and with understanding. I try to connect to the listener, to their hearts. I don't just want to talk. I don't just talk about women and all that other stuff. Not that there's nothing wrong with that. That's just not my lane. My lane is more, you know, it's poetic and it's more realism, you know, lots of creativity and stuff. But I want to take the right there, the listener, on a journey, on a mental journey, on a creative journey. And I grab inspiration from everywhere, from artists like Jean-Michel Basquiat, who's one of my favorite visual artists. I take inspiration from visual artists, from music artists, I love to read. So I take inspiration from books that I read, things that I felt in my own life. And I just want to give the listener the same experience that I get when I listen to someone like Kendrick Lamar or like Tupac. Not to compare, but just to give them the same feeling that I get when a song can change your life or save your life. I've heard many people say that Tupac's music or can do that with my music by having someone maybe look a different way other than going down a negative path. And I'm very blunt with my past. I had my struggles with addiction before, and I'm not ashamed to put that into my music and to discuss that. I don't hold back. And I can get very raw, but I've been through situations that I like to share with people, and I feel like I've went through those things to be shared. And I feel like you said previously, our gifts are given to us on the condition that we share it. I mean, we're gonna hopefully we'll be blessed with some type of, you know, riches enough to get some toys for ourselves. But the main thing is that we share it for other people. Because I don't know, I'm not gonna lie, I like some toys. I like to do some nice things to travel, but I really love it when I, you know, post poetry and somebody from another country inbox me and tells me, I went through this with my father. I struggled with this too. And thank you for sharing that. And that makes me feel good more than any type of monetary value of anything. So that's what I want to give to the listener, something something tangible that they can take and say, this guy's music helped me do this. And this guy's music, you know, helped me from taking my own life. Things that, you know, that helped me. Like, there's songs. One of my favorite artists is a female artist. Her name is Rhapsody. I don't know if you've heard of Rhapsody, but she speaks in one of her songs about songs called Complexion, where she talks about being 12 years old and being told that she's too dark. And every time I hear that part, her verse, I cry. Because when I was younger, I was made fun of because of my complexion. And it connected with me, and it brought me to – it brings me to tears every time I hear it. And if I can do that for other, you know, listeners, then that's what the gift is for. That's then I'll be operating in the gift, and that's what I feel like, you know, artists are prettier for, to share their gift.
Absolutely. And you share your gift in what area? Where can we find you? Where can we be looking for you?
Well, I have several videos on YouTube under Zoe. Zoe Music. I have several, you know, rap videos on YouTube. I have a Zoe Music fan page on Facebook where I share my poetry, and I share my music on there as well. I have two books out currently on Amazon. The first one was released in 2012. It's called Inspiration, Harmony, and the World Within. My second book came out in 2018. It's called Soul Elixir, The Writings of Zoe, and that's currently out on Amazon as well. And I'm working on my third book as well as a children's book with my wife. So I'm on Amazon, I'm on YouTube, I have a fan page, and I'm getting my website. I have a website, but I'm getting tighten that up so that I can be, you know,
absolutely.
Really user friendly.
You have to be tightened up, you know.
Yep, and I also have songs also on Alexa on Amazon, which that always upset me when I would go on Alexa and I would say my name and she didn't know who I was, and just a couple of days ago I got one of my songs up on Alexa. So if you search for song by Zoe Alonzo, you'll find some of my music on Alexa as well and on iTunes. So I'm trying to reach as many platforms and as many different areas as I can, with the focus of communicating, you know, just communicating to the world.
About music, right. Erykah Badu says, "What does music mean to me? I don't think I would really be much without it, without it coming through me. It's me. It's my means of communication, my means of growth, my means of transportation from one point in my life to another." So I think that's what you're saying. I heard you say all of that, but that made it just culminated in that. So I thought about Erykah. So that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Music is every form of you, and it's important to know that. You know, while you were talking, I was thought about us walking. When we walk in, just regular walking, it's in synchrony. We can't not walk out of beat.
Yes, correct. That's
an amazing thing. Yeah, it's an amazing thing to know that we can't ever be out of beat. Our body is created that way. It's energy. So all of that great energy that you have, you're focusing on, you know, rap, you're focusing on poetry, you're focusing on writing. Do you do some type of artistry at all? Art, any type of art? Or just singing?
I don't do
just
art.
Singing?
I do mostly rapping, just like rapping and the poetry, the songwriting. I do music production. I'm into acting, like my music videos. I took acting when I was much younger, so I like to act in my videos and but I'm not like a visual artist per se. I have a good eye for art. I can spot good art, and I've been studying art just as much as the rap and the poetry. And I'm funny you mentioned Erykah Badu. I was reading a book on called Mastery by Robert Greene, and there's an acronym that he put called OCD. The O stands for the original mind. This is the mind that you have when you're a child, when everything is beautiful to you, everything is new and exciting. A child can grab like a straw and be so enthralled with that straw. You can just play with that. Conventional mind comes when you're into your craft and you're learning the aesthetics of it. You're learning the mechanical aspect of your, like, say, rapping. You're learning the mechanical aspects of it, and you're getting the tone down and your cadence and getting all that down. So, and then the D part is called the dimensional mind, where you take your childlike wonder and the mechanics and put them together, and you get artists that have like a childlike wonder, but they are also awesome in their mechanics, like Erykah Badu, like Prince, like those artists that put, like David Bowie, that push the envelope, but they're awesome. Like they can still do their one of my favorites. And it's supposed to you should look for inspiration in any medium. I love rap, but I also love R&B. I love rock. I love Joni Mitchell. I read all types of different books by different artists. And my mother was a hippie. She went to Woodstock. So in my house, I listened to Steely Dan. I listened to The Police, Marvin Gaye. I listened to Sly and the Family Stone. Like my mom didn't see color. If it's great music, it's great music, regardless of the color or creed. So, and that's what I like to keep in mind. And I always appreciate artists that are a little bit on the edge like that, that have that childlike wonder, that push the envelope. You know, even like someone like Kanye, who goes a little bit off the edge, but you cannot deny the man's musical genius as far as pushing the envelope and always, you know, making incredible music and always being different and unique. And that's something that a lot of artists get stuck in that one stage where they're just too mechanical and they don't push the envelope and they get safe. It's important to reach that dimensional part where you have the childlike wonder with your mechanics, and that's when you become unstoppable to me as an artist, when you have both those three things. So always keep that in mind when I create.
That is great. Alonzo Wills, we thank you so much for being here. And I am excited to put this out into the world. And you won't be the last time that you'll be on our show. This is just the beginning. So we just wanted to introduce you to your 15 minutes of fame and help other people hear what you have to say, which was amazing today, and push someone that journey of creativity. This is Edna J. White and Alonzo Gross saying, see you next time.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.